It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Hi, good morning, folks. Welcome to Under Your Home with DryZone. I'm Brad Wozlevec here with Bill Anderson. Beautiful Sunday morning, I'm sure. Wherever you are, you're enjoying a nice cup of coffee, tea, whatever it might be. I appreciate you tuning in with us.
Brad's not drinking Red Bull or Mountain Dews or anything like that this morning, so I'm proud of Brad.
It's crazy. It really is. You know, you get up early enough more times than one, it tends to become a routine. So, yeah, it's not bad. I'm trying to, like I said on the last show, I'm really trying to get rid of the old excess baggage, if you will, and go to the gym. So I'm trying to cut out a lot of that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I feel better. Definitely.
I thought you
want
to get rid of your... Oh, that was the excess baggage.
That was the excess baggage, yeah. I'm single for any ladies out there, just in case you like the sound of the voice. anyway, no, today we'll be talking about very general, normal problem that we have around here. It's the high humidity in the air contributing to all kinds of crawl space issues. Definitely this area, a lot more crawl spaces than basements. So you're going to see a lot of these kind of issues. So it should help more people than not. So,
well, you know, Brad, I just got off vacation, and we talk about high humidity. I took my family down to Orlando. My daughter's 13. I really wanted to do the Disney World before she got too old, you know?
Yeah, before they can't appreciate it anymore.
Yeah. So, I mean, you want to talk about heat and oppressive and rain and water and everything else. Apparently, in Florida, it rains every 20 seconds.
Wow.
For about 3 minutes. So, yeah, I mean, I was sitting there, and I'm going, like, I thought it was hot and humid up here.
Mm-hmm.
My heavens, it's 10 times worse down there. I mean, we were just walking down, you know, because we stayed at the Shades of Green. It's a military place. My brother-in-law's a retired military chief in the Navy. And so we stayed at this military compound down by the Polynesian. And, man, I'll tell you what, we were just walking, and I was like, you've got to be. I thought I was accustomed to it. You know, I thought I was a humidity guy. You know, no way. They have nothing on us, boy. It was bad. Yeah. Now, granted, we had a great time and all that other stuff.
But. Yeah, just the weather is. I mean, it's Florida. You know, there's a reason why there's swamps and stuff there, I'm sure. You know? I tell you, my biggest thing with crawl spaces and humidity in general is a lot of times people think it's a nice mild day outside, you know, low humidity, like 80 degrees, probably somewhere, like not a lot of people have barometric gauges or things like that. We use a little handheld hygrometer, which actually tests the humidity in the air. Not a lot of people have that kind of thing. So, you know, it's a nice, like a spring, summer day, and it's not too humid and muggy. That is a, you know, general indication of low humidity. But you go under the house, and there's a lot of moisture trapped down there from the ground, from the wet air getting in there and just staying there and not circulating. So, you know, it tends to get a lot worse. And I've been under plenty of houses, or outside I'll test the humidity to be 50, 60%. Get under the house, it's upwards of 80. I mean, that's bad. That's bad, bad, bad territory right there. One thing I'd really like to talk about, first thing, the vents on a house.
Actually, before we start why don't we go ahead and give out our numbers, our information, how we can get a hold of people. Or
I tend to get a little ahead of myself and get rambling, so it's probably a good idea you stop me. The phone numbers that we have, 1-855-DRYZONE, that's DRYZONE. And our local number is 302-684-5034. Also, you can get a hold of Bill on the email if you like. We're still working on getting me a nice, easy email. I'm hoping it'll just be brad@dryzone. But Bill's email is bill@dryzone.com. Very simple. You can also check out our website. It's just www.dryzone.com. Very simple.
And you know you don't even have to put the www.
You don't have to put W's anymore. It's just a habit. I'm old school internet, if you will. But anyway, so what I was talking about, the vents in a crawl space, for instance. Most people, they'll have them, one on every corner, two on every corner, something like that. So you don't have a ton of them usually. The old way of thinking, the way sort of it's always been done, is that you open the vents in the summer, I believe is how they used to do it. Close them in the winter or vice versa. One or the other. It doesn't really matter.
Open the summer, close in the winter.
Open the summer, close in the winter. Okay.
Because the whole idea is you're supposed to let that nice, nice air
right,
from the summertime. Because
okay.
The air is so nice in the summertime. We're just going to put that under our house.
But the idea being that you have the air outside circulate through your crawl space and dry it out. There's kind of a big flaw in that statement. You have a nice big open air space outside. Let's just say not even an open field. You're just standing in your front yard. Might not even be huge, but it's enough to where you can feel the breeze. You push that through a little 8x16 block, it's not going anywhere once it gets through there.
Well, Brett, have I ever told you the story how we actually train our guys, the production guys?
No.
Okay, so what we do is to talk to them about air sealing and how important air sealing is in a home, we will simply, we take them into the crawl space, we put their face in a vent with everything open,
mm-hmm.
and the air just kind of wafts in. Right. You know, it just kind of comes in. You feel this little breeze on your face. Then we have them go around and we have them block up the entire crawl space except for that same vent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have them go around and we start looking at all the different ways air can get in. You know, above and below the sill plate in our homes,
right.
The conduits that go through our foundations. Any place you see light, we make them seal it up. Then we put their face in that same vent. And it's amazing at how fast the velocity of that air is now. So people are like, oh, well, that's good. You know, we're bringing all that air in faster, and it's going to dry up our crawl space. And I was still asked this, you know, the same question over and over and over and over again. Why would you think that wet air would keep something dry?
Right.
I just don't get it, bro. I know that we're in our business and we're working in it, so maybe it just makes sense because we do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's what it is, but if you can follow that philosophy, you can't keep something dry with wet air. I just don't get the hesitation or the stubbornness of some folks.
I think a lot of it is, it's just the way it's always been done. And I think that change is always hard. I don't think anybody can dispute that. And kind of the newer way of thinking, I mean, it's not exactly new. I've been doing it, 20 some years. But the new way of thinking is, A, you can never block off all the air going into a crawl space. It's not going to happen. You get as much as you can, and then you circulate the air that's down there. You dry it out. You blow it out nice and dry out of an air machine like we use. And what that does is that sends nice dry air out into the wet air. And then it in turn dries the wet air a little bit, recycles, dries air a little bit until it gets it nice and dry. You realistically, what you're looking for is somewhere in the mid 50s to 60-ish range for your humidity. The nice thing about that is you're not at 70% or better. 70% or higher, you're getting too wet. You're growing mold. You've got all kinds of issues down there. It can lead to rot, all kinds of problems. So if you put a nice air machine down there, you solve as many cracks, as many air openings to the outside, it's going to dry out your space and it's going to create a nice, healthy living environment, which is ultimately what everybody wants. We could come fix a water problem and it's just going to fix the water problem. You know what I mean? But we go into your house and we make it more comfortable. You're going to feel better overall. You're going to feel better about the decision you made. You're going to feel better just about your health in general. And that's ultimately what we try to do. You know, we're really out there just trying to make a better environment for people to live in. So the nice thing is, you know, with those vents, usually you have 8 of them or so, and maybe 10, somewhere in there. And what you do is you block those off, and we put a nice 4-inch thick foam in there. And then what we do is we actually air seal it, so it's got a nice airtight seal. And it kind of makes it so it's a solid foundation wall, you know, give or take a little bit. And then what we do is we put an air machine down there. And the air machine, what it does is actually dehumidifies. It also scrubs the mold spores, allergens. A lot of people are allergic to insect droppings that are airborne. So we get rid of all that, scrub all that out of the air. And what it does is it blows out nice, clean, dry air to the effect of almost like what your air conditioner does upstairs. It's going to condition the air, essentially. Another kind of fringe benefit, most people, not everybody, but most people have their air ducts and their HVAC, their air handler, in the crawl space. It's sort of, you know, a way to keep it out of the sight of plain view or whatever. And the analogy I like to use for this type of problem is that when you have, you got your fridge and you have a can of soda in the fridge. You open the fridge, you look at it, there's really no condensation. You pull it out of the fridge and put it into that wet, less cold air, it's going to be immediately start sweating. Now, what you're doing with your air
you
ducts,
do realize it doesn't sweat, though, right?
It's condensation. What it does is it pulls the moisture out of the air onto the can.
Well, for everybody who doesn't know, here's the difference. And it's funny because, and I say that because it just irritates Gary. So my father-in-law, my business partner, irritates him so bad when people say, well, my glass is sweating.
It's sweating, right? Yeah. Because if it was sweating, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because if it was sweating, the liquid that's inside the glass
would be coming out,
right? So the moisture that's in your body comes out, right? That's sweating. Condensation is what forms on the outside, right?
Right.
So like my glass of iced tea, it's 6:30 in the morning here, has condensation on it. If it was sweating, I would have iced tea on the outside of my glass.
Exactly. Okay, but what I'm talking about is...
I know it's semantics, but I would be remiss if I didn't bring it up because I know Gary will kill me if he hears it.
He's your father-in-law. You got to do what you can to appease him, right? But anyway, what I'm getting at is that the moisture on the outside comes from the wet air that the can is sitting in. Now, you're blowing cold, clean, dry air through your ductwork, and that ductwork is in a wet, humid environment. It blows right through that environment and then comes back up into the house. So you're literally losing energy and ultimately losing money because you've paid to cool and dry that air that is being... It's working the air conditioning unit harder than it would have to if the crawl space was encapsulated and dried out. If you're blowing, you know, nice, cool, dry air through a nice, cool, dry space, it's not going to have any kind of condensation. It's not going to lose energy through cracks, through any kind of, you know, energy transfer, anything like that. So that's ultimately what we try and get out there and let people know. It's definitely dry the space out. You're going to save money. You're going to be more
comfortable. Let me actually stop you here, Brad, real quick if I can, because you'd actually hit on something that I want to kind of talk a little bit about, because it kind of, we don't talk about it a lot in the summertime, but we really need to. You said that when you talked about saving energy,
right?
We normally, like in the wintertime, we'll talk to you about this insulation, that insulation, because, you know, it's cold outside, and that's something that we talk about. Well, here's the deal. If we can actually insulate the crawl space, then the cold air that's at least down there, it doesn't migrate outside.
Right.
We have like last week we took a train. For those of you who don't know, I don't like to fly. So I like trains, and we drove down to North Carolina. We met my sister. We took the Amtrak into Kissimmee. We left at 9 o'clock at night. We got in Kissimmee at like 10 something the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously on that train ride, everyone had something to eat, something to drink. So we brought coolers, and we were sitting there. I mean, I went with my brother-in-law and my sister and all that. And I really like my brother-in-law. We get along real good. So we were sitting there talking about work and everything. And it's funny because he was asking me some questions about their crawl space. We got on the subject of insulation, because he was like, you know, Billy, why are you guys even talking about insulation? Because we had done a blog not that long ago on insulating a crawl space.
Right.
And he was like, why are you guys talking about that? It's the summertime. You don't understand. The energy benefits you get, even in the summertime, are amazing, because we're keeping that cold air in the crawl
house,
space.
Right.
And cold air can't hold as much moisture as warm air. The term's actually called psychometrics.
Mm-hmm.
So just because it's hot outside doesn't mean that insulation is not an appropriate product to put in your home.
Mm-hmm.
You want to kind of get on that line and say, okay, well, listen, first of all, even if it did nothing, which, it, like I said, it obviously doesn't, but even if it did nothing, you would still need it in the wintertime. So when you have your crawl space done in the summertime, you want to start gearing it towards the entire year.
Right.
Not just this season or that season.
I mean, it's almost like, you know, most people, they live in their house year round. I mean, that's a given. You live there. So it's almost like, you know, why would you fix half the problem and then come back 6 months from now and fix the other half? I mean, people do that. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're going to take care of the whole problem, you might as well, like you said, make it good for the whole year. One way I like to look at it is, I know we've said it here on the show probably multiple times. I don't exactly have an account there, but energy likes to go from more to less. So if you're thinking about it, it's hot in the crawl space. It's nasty. It's wet. It's trying to go to the less hot space, the cooler space. So it's going to try and get through your ducts. That's where you get condensation. Now, if you have nice cool air and it's hot outside, it's going to want to try and cool that off almost, and it's going to try and penetrate the block, the wood, whatever, try and get outside, which is another reason why you want to insulate. You keep that in. There's a reason why people use coolers and not a cardboard box with ice packs in it. You insulate, you keep that coldness in, so your food, your drinks, or whatever stays cold. Same principle really. If you have that air conditioner unit down there putting all that cold air through the ducts, you don't want all the energy to radiate and go right outside the block. Because then you're just, like I said, wasting money, wasting energy. You're not as comfortable. So, I mean, there's definitely a solution to that problem.
All right. Well, the solution to the problem right now is, Brad, we have to go to a break. So why don't you go ahead and give everybody our numbers.
Our toll-free number is 1-855-DRYZONE. That's DRYZONE. And the local number is 302-684-5034.
All right, folks, we'll be right back.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew, and there are creatures crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard, your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DRYZONE or online at DryZone.com.
The top four reasons why you should join us at Ocean City Golf Club. The picturesque course in Berlin has 36 holes of championship golf.
3.
Weddings and private functions are welcome.
2.
Large groups and tournaments are our specialty.
And number 1.
Single membership rates are as low as $500. If your life is in the rough, be a member, be our guest, and feel like a pro on every hole. Golf Digest calls it the must-play four-star facility. Ocean City Golf Club. We're located on Country Club Drive in Berlin. 410-641-1779.
Stand up to your fear on Apocalypse, the new stand-up coaster coming soon to Six Flags America. Face extinction as you catapult head over heels at 55 miles an hour and survive the apocalypse. Go big with a season pass. Get free tickets and free admission to the area's biggest and best water park. Buy 4 and get a free season parking pass. Hurry, offer ends soon. Go big. Go Six Flags America.
We are back, and we're talking about the nice dog days of summer, because it actually is summer now. I don't know if you knew that or not. It actually...
How have you looked outside lately?
It, you know, about a week or so ago, I guess, was our first days of summer. So we were talking a little bit about high humidity, the summer, all these things, right? Well, you can get high humidity even in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
It really depends on the amount of moisture in the atmosphere.
Most people have that dirt crawl space, and you're traditional, what everybody thinks it should be, but, you know, there's ways to fix that. But what happens is that dirt's really wet. And the water that's under the dirt is seeping up through the dirt in vapor form, and it ends up in your crawl space with nowhere to go. So you're going to get high humidity in the wintertime. It's more likely than not going to be as high.
Well,
as
I mean,
in the summer.
That's what I'm saying. Even the air, you know, like a few years ago, we had so much rain. It's funny because I was born in Florida. I lived in Colorado till I was like 12 years old. Mm-hmm. We moved down here. I turned like 13. So I went from 5 to 13. We lived in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
The air is so dry up there. I remember at my grandma's house, we had these great big humidifiers. Right, it was this great big piece of furniture, and she always put water in it, and I never really understood. And it had this big wheel in it with this foam thing, and all it did was simply pick up the water that was in the bottom of this reservoir, and it brought it up, and it evaporated into the air.
Right.
When we were trying to make snowmen and stuff like that, it doesn't work as much
when the air's like dirt. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a dry snow.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because I mean, you're like, how could snow be dry? It's wet, but it can. It's powder, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like. Last year it wasn't 75 degrees in February, but the 2 years before that, we had a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those snows were a nice wet snow. And that wet snow was able to pack, and we were able to have snowball fights, and we made snowmen. And that's when we found out you can't use a banana for a snowman's nose or mouth.
Oh, really?
It turns black in like 2 seconds.
Does it really?
Yeah, it looked like our snowman had really bad tooth decay. It was so bad.
That's an interesting little tidbit. Now, I remember those snows were pretty bad. I remember I actually went and stayed at my folks' house because my dad was like, look, you know, come stay here. You can help me shovel. You know, I don't want to have him do it all by himself. And I certainly wouldn't do it all by myself in my house. So I went over there, and now he was up, you know, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever time in the morning, making sure that it didn't build up so bad. So yeah, I definitely remember that. And certainly the next day, shoveling out, we have elderly neighbors over there. We actually had an ambulance come for one gentleman. So it was nice that we were able to go over there and shovel his yard before they came.
Mm.
So I definitely remember the backbreaking work of shoveling that snow. Powder's real easy to shovel. You can actually just blow it. And the wet stuff is there's a lot of moisture in there, obviously. It sticks together. That's not fun. And obviously all that's going to melt. Going to the ground, all the water that's going to sit in the soil is going to evaporate back up into essentially under your house or in the grass, wherever. But when it's under your house, there's no breeze blowing it to circulate. So that's something just that you have to be, you know, conscious of. But no, I definitely know what you mean, because I've been in houses before where there's snow on the ground. I go into the crawl space and I feel warmer. It's like it's a strange sense, but you almost feel insulated because all the snow outside. Mm-hmm. Take a moisture reading in the air and it's incredibly high. Like I said, that leads to mold, rot, all kinds of bad things you just don't want in your house.
When we first started Dry Zone, when I was doing installs and sales and all that good stuff, Gary hated it, but I used to go to work in my shorts, even when it was snowing. And he's like, Billy, you look stupid. And I'm like, it's nice and comfortable underneath
exactly,
there. And if I'm going to go to work,
especially
when you're crawling around,
mm-hmm.
you want to be as loose as you can because, you know, you're trying to roll out all these different plastics and get it, get it straightened out. So to me, it was just, it was easier to work in shorts.
Right.
Even in the summertime, I would have. I take my shoes off because I can stretch the plastic out with my toes. I know that sounds weird, but if you're there, you'd understand what I mean. It really is, you know. I mean, it's amazing that it'd be snowing outside and I'd be in shorts, and the homeowner, they'd come down there and they're like, son, are you all right? Are you kidding me? You're wearing shorts? And I'm like, come on down. It's nice and toasty, you know?
Yep.
And especially the houses where we did do the insulation in the crawl space, whether it was just the foundation walls or if we sealed the banner boards or we actually did like our whole air sealing package. It's just amazing how much warmer it gets in the wintertime. And the nice part is if it's warm down there, hot air rises, then you're reusing that heat and it costs you a whole lot less to heat and cool dry air than it does wet air. So, I mean, that's kind of the energy savings of it, too. So
ultimately, that's what, you know, it's. I can't say it enough. Ultimately, that's what we're going for. Just a more comfortable environment, you know, save you money, save you headache, definitely, and definitely lower all your preconceived notions of what a crawl space should be. You know, it's definitely not supposed to be wet and nasty because that's just going to make your house more miserable than it needs to be.
Right. It was funny because I went to a house a few Saturdays ago, mm-hmm. and it was two ladies, real nice people. So got there, they were like, well, we have an issue with the crawl space. Can you do me a favor and go look at it? And I'm like, sure, I'll go ahead and go down there. And I came back, you know, like maybe 15, 20 minutes later, and the condensation was just terrible. I mean, it was as bad as I've seen so far this year. My back was soaking because you had to crawl underneath the ducts. It was just bad.
I've been there.
I took a picture. I took a lot of pictures of their HVAC unit, which is down in the crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
It was just dripping underneath it. I mean, like it was raining. So I'm sitting there talking with ladies and they're just like, well, why is it doing that? They're like, something must be wrong with it. There must be a hole. There must be
right.
something wrong with the system. And I'm like, it's not what's wrong with the system. it's just the high humidity down here. The metal's colder, so you have a cold surface with moisture present, you're going to get condensation. It's just the way it is. So we started talking, and obviously, we talked about, corrective solutions, and, insulation turned out to be one of the things that we were going to do in their solution. They had a concrete floor, so that part was nicer. Mm-hmm. Not that it was nicer, but for what they were trying to accomplish, it made life easier.
Right.
So we came in, we encapsulated it. We didn't need any sump pumps because they already had some. And then we put in our crawl space air machine, and these things are, most people just call things like dehumidifiers. Well, you can go to Lowe's and get a dehumidifier for like $200,
right.
So if the pest control guy who's all of a sudden got into crawl spaces because they have no work in bugs, which I always think is funny.
Bugs certainly aren't going down in numbers, that's for sure.
Bugs don't, that should be a fairly steady business,
yeah.
But obviously the less work you do, the less work you make or the less money you make.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just trying to figure out what happened to all the bugs, if there's been like a recession on bugs, because it just
right.
kills me. But, I digress, I guess. But when we got through with this whole solution, we put the appropriate this, the appropriate that, and then, like I said, the appropriate air machine. And dehumidifiers at Lowe's, you get it for $200. It burns up in 2 months. Well, you don't feel so bad about spending $2, or $500 or whatever they cost.
Right.
Ours are obviously a little bit more expensive. However, we have, 30-month warranties on it, and
yep.
we have our service agreements that are going to extend those warranties. And at the end of the day, you're buying an actual air machine, because dehumidifiers don't purify the air. They don't clean the air.
Exactly.
They don't necessarily run efficiently either. They're just meant to run. Ours are Energy Star rated. They're made specifically for crawl spaces.
Right.
So when we use this product, it's designed specifically for the place it's supposed to be in. I don't wear an umbrella when it's not raining, but that's what a lot of companies do. They just use, like corrugated pipe. That's used maybe to extend some gutters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We do that too. I don't use corrugated pipe, but corrugated pipe was meant, it's an all-purpose pipe that can be used in all many different facets. Well, it's kind of like my jack of all trades, a master of none.
Right. Which you really touched on something I like, that you kind of credit me every once in a while with actually bringing this term about, but it's appropriate solution. A lot of people search for, hey, what's a good way to say what we do as opposed to what Chuck in a Truck does. And it's like, we use the appropriate material.
That's because Chuck in a Truck comes out and just tries to sell you a product.
Right.
When everything's a nail, all you sell is hammers.
Yeah, I think.
Everything was like a nail.
Yeah. You're a little off today with your analogies.
It's 6:30
kind of funny.
In the morning,
It's kind of funny. Usually he's pretty spot on with the analogies, but no.
I just got back from vacation. Dude,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. His brain's been shut off for like a week. So, but no, actually, absolutely, that's what we do, and it's the appropriate way to fix a problem. And we're well trained. We're backed. I mean, when I say well trained, I mean, I've never seen so much training go into anybody in any company I've ever worked at. They literally, continuing education, things like that, new products come about, and like half the country comes to train on the new products. Like, for instance, a couple of years ago, we were using an air machine that a lot of other companies had access to. Now we literally make our own that's better than anything on the market. It's incredibly well made. It's all designed specifically for the crawl space environment.
Well, you know the reason why we switched?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Yeah, obviously. When we started switching to these different, when Larry Janeski, the owner of Basement mm-hmm. Systems, had thought about switching, they were Sanidry's CSBs that we were using.
Right.
And they were an okay machine. But normally, they build them as a crawl space basement dehumidifier.
Mm-hmm.
And with us, we wanted something that was truly made specifically for our environment.
Mm-hmm.
The way they're actually made, they're much more efficient getting into crawl spaces and out of crawl spaces. They're not as tall.
Lower profile.
Yeah. They have drains from both sides.
That's
right?
A big plus. I remember when they talked about that, I was thinking, what's the point?
Yeah.
And then I actually saw one in action. I was like, wow, if I was installing that thing, they're 85 pounds?
Oh, yeah.
I'd be super happy there's a drain on both sides.
Right. Well, it's you don't want the hose to kink either. So
exactly.
Depending on where the sump pump is and the way the air needs to flow, they
mm-hmm.
actually put the humidistat, the thing that actually tells the machine to turn on and off, right there underneath the filters. So as the air comes in, it's going to know how humid it is,
exactly.
Right? Not when it goes out.
Because that doesn't make any sense. You're going to be pushing out dry air. Why would you want to know if it's coming out dry?
Well, exactly. So like I said, there was a lot of bug guys starting to use them, and that's why the company that Basement Systems had them, they were making it for them. So when we sat down and we looked at it as a company,
right.
as a group, we knew that wasn't the appropriate solution. And Larry Janeski and all of his wisdom and everything else, he said, look, here's an opportunity for us to come out with the perfect product, the appropriate product.
Right, to basically be an innovator, which is what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he really, so many different things that I've seen, definitely the most innovative waterproofing, crawl space encapsulation type products there are. It's definitely, he's, I mean, the guy, I don't like to toot anybody's horn or anything, but the guy is very impressive. And I think that he's incredibly intelligent. He's dedicated to what he does. And that translates to anybody that works even remotely for him. Like, we're an independent dealer, but pretty much we're going to, at some point, the road ends at Larry. You know what I mean? And he's, I don't want to say iconic, but it's the kind of person you look up to. I mean, he's definitely made something of himself, and it's very impressive.
Well, he did it by being, like, everybody in Basement Systems, and that's why I love it, because we were talking about you at some of the different chamber functions that you'd been to, the Chamber of Commerce functions, and we're not going to say which one, but you felt like you, when you came in there in your normal work attire, which in my company, we wear jeans, we wear work boots, and we have polos on, you know, that you kind of felt out of place.
A little
and
bit, yeah.
With Larry, it's, this man made, you know, $60-70 million last year, you know, just in Basement Systems. They, you know, his actual Connecticut Basement Systems, the actual dealership, had sold over 20 million.
It's all based off of what we do, getting dirty, basically. And he made a ton of money off getting dirty.
But everybody in that company, the vice presidents, everybody else, they come in the same attire that we're wearing. And I told Brad, I'm like, well, you can't feel, you know, weird or bad or anything like that, because we made, you know, millions of dollars last year.
We made more money than a lot of people I know that wear suit and tie to work. You know what I mean? That's the kind of thing that gets me, is like, yeah, that, you know, you may get looked down upon just because of what you're wearing or whatever, you know. But at the end of the day, I go home and, you know, I bathe in money, so I'm okay with it. Not quite, but you know what I mean. But, you know, it's kind of nice. You're like, I'm comfortable with my life. I'm not struggling, which is ultimately what everybody achieves for. You know what I mean? When I say bathe in money, you know what I mean? I'm not,
I tell you, it kills me because, you know, we always talk about how this horrible economy is and everything.
Right.
And I still haven't seen 1 ounce of that in our company. And a lot of that's because, first of all, we're very smart with the way we choose to spend our money.
Right.
Number two, we work really hard. We give the folks an appropriate product. We give it to them at a good price. And we offer the appropriate warranty. So our guys, we close most of the sales that we go on because we are the authority. We're the largest waterproofer. We're the largest crawl space and basement waterproofer on the Delmarva Peninsula. And then we're also the largest foundation company on the peninsula, right? And, you know, we're definitely the best basement finisher on the shore.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's just one of those things that I think that the better you do and as you work hard in your business, and, you know, like, let's face it, 6:30 in the morning, it's tough getting up, driving all the way to Cambridge, getting the radio shows done and everything else. But, you know, that's the commitment that we have to our company and to our homeowners, because we truly believe that we're actually helping our homeowners by giving them the right product, the right price, the right company.
Exactly. So, yeah. I think in an economy it's a little bit of a downturn like we are in now, people ultimately look for quality and longevity. They're looking for something that they're, okay, that's one thing I can check off my list. You know, it's I can fix it and it can be done with and I don't have to worry about it again. And that's what we offer. Also, you know, I like to think of it as, you know, because people always ask me, my family, friends, whatever, they're asking me, you know, how is it your company is able to grow when so many other companies are struggling? And I'm like, well, you know, you figure, we've said it before and we'll probably say it a million times again, your home is your biggest investment. People want to protect that. So when you invest in your home and you make it so it lasts longer, that's a good feeling. You know, that's something that you can go to bed very happy with the decisions that you've made to fix your crawl space, basement, foundation, whatever it might be. And I think ultimately that's what helps the company. You know, we good product, good service, good company, and, you know, it's ultimately just a good feeling.
All right. Well, folks, listen, Troy, he's banging on the glass, so we got to get out of here today. But Brad, why don't you go ahead, and since you've been giving out the numbers, why don't you go ahead and finish it out, and I'm turning the show completely over to you this morning.
All right, well, you can reach us anytime on our toll-free number at 1-855-DRYZONE, DRYZONE. And you can also reach us locally at 302-684-5034. All right, look forward to talking to you again.
All right, folks, we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DRYZONE. DRYZONE in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DRYZONE. 888-617-0363 or online at DRYZONE.com/the duck.